This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The death by suicide of a bullied teen has again raised the issue of bullying within the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District. 15-year-old Ashkan Sultani of Lanceville, B.C., died on January the 12th. His parents have revealed he had moved schools but had not been able to escape bullying. Ashkan's mother, Hangame Sultani, told the Nanaimo Daily News that school district officials knew about her son's bullying problem while he was at Dover Bay Secondary School, and that was the reason he switched to Woodlands before killing himself. She is quoted as asking, "How can they learn science or math, whatever, when they have to constantly watch over their shoulder?" We're joined in the studio by Paul Beard, who considers himself a survivor of school bullying and who wrote a letter to the editor of the Nanaimo Daily News with his thoughts about the situation in the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District. He joins us today in a People's Corner segment. Welcome to People First Radio, Paul.
Thank you, Kevin.
Paul, you wrote in a letter to the Nanaimo Daily News, and I'm quoting, "I need to express my disappointment, frustration, and anger." Tell us more about how you felt after Ashkan Sultani's death and the aftermath of the tragedy.
They left something out when they published that letter. It went on to say, "I am furious with you." And I am. I've been thinking about my response to when I first read the article that spoke of Ashkan's suicide. And besides shock and pain and sadness and frustration, there was a fury. And I've been thinking about that feeling, and I think it stems from having attended Woodlands when I was 15 years old, 30 years ago, and being bullied almost on a daily basis, and never feeling that I received the proper kind of help from the teachers, from the principal, the vice principals, the student advisors, feeling basically on my own. And that fury is that it should not have happened. It's, to me, it is a shocking waste. And to me, it is an easy way to, and I think appropriately, condemn school district number 68 for their lack of insight and their lack of action and their lack of somehow finding a way to stop what is happening under their noses, in their schools, on their school property. And the other thing that I've been thinking about is that if a 15-year-old were walking down the street and another 15-year-old punched him, that's assault. When it happens in a school or it happens on school property, that's bullying. No. This is another thing that I think is a farce, is that the actions of these children are considered to be bullying. It's not. It's abuse. It's physical, mental, and verbal abuse. And it has repercussions, as people have found out. And why the hell is it still happening in the Nanaimo's public schools 30 years down the road? That's what makes me so furious and stunned.
This is People First Radio. I'm Kevin. Paul Beard joins us today in a People's Corner segment. We're talking about bullying and recent events are surrounding the death of Ashkan Sultani. Paul, when we spoke earlier this week about this by telephone, you described yourself as a survivor of bullying, and you've mentioned that just a few moments ago. I'm wondering if you can tell us more about that experience. And
do you really want the truth? Am I allowed to swear? Am I allowed to use the words that were used against me that might have been used against Ashkan? Am I?
I'm not sure what you're
okay.
about to say.
I don't think people understand what kind of a town Nanaimo was 30 years ago, but it was a hell of a lot less tolerant and open-minded than it thinks it is today. It was much more homophobic and racist. I remember young men walking down the road in front of my house when I was outside with my two sisters and my mother, and I remember them yelling "nigger" at her. And I got called names in school along those lines because my mother was South American and she wasn't white. And I can remember being called a faggot and pansy queer and a lot of other really nasty things. And what was frustrating for me, and what I think added to my depression at the time, because I was very depressed, my grades suffered, I didn't want to go to school. I'd think of any way to get out of it. I'd almost make myself sick. Maybe I actually could make myself sick, but I think the worry and the fear and the anxiety made me sick, and so I could say I don't feel well and I don't have to go. And I remember at Woodlands, I remember my parents and I one evening talking to one of the student counselors, and you know, about this bullying that was going on, and I remember him saying, "Oh well, boys will be boys," and nothing really was done. And it was interesting that at Ashkan Sultani's memorial on March the 1st, Dr. Dinesh, who was there speaking about peace and about changing schools' policies on bullying, mentioned that in his speaking to the group, "Boys will be boys." Now I realize that's almost a cop-out, because Nazis will be Nazis, but we don't let them be Nazis. And just because guys are being bullies doesn't mean that's okay, because they're just being guys. And the same thing goes for girls, because girls can be real bitches too, as my two sisters found out growing up in Nanaimo.
When we spoke earlier, we also talked about the notion of things that need to happen, and you're going there now already, you're talking about that. I'm wondering if you could talk more specifically about what you think needs to happen and why do you think it hasn't or isn't happening?
I don't think the school district truly understands what is happening, a lot, simply because bullying doesn't take place directly in their view and within their hearing. I don't think they understand how serious a problem it is. It can kill someone. It can kill a 15-year-old. I heard that BC schools had a zero-tolerance policy, and that isn't true. They have some sort of anti-harassment policy. That won't do it. I think the school board has to become much more serious, and I think they need an actual zero-tolerance policy. I need them to realize that at the beginning of each school year, they got to stand up in front of the entire student body at any school and say, "Here's the policy, here's how it works, and this is how I think it should work." I think the students should be told of the policy at the beginning of the year, and then get three warnings. First time, okay, we caught you, don't do it again. Second time, all right, you're busted. Next time, you're out. Third time, you're out. And I think every school should do that until no school will accept these assholes. And then maybe when their parents have to pay for their kids' education, it might dawn on them that, you know, their kids are being creeps. But you see, the other thing I was thinking about is that bullying happens so often in private, on school property, in schools. I think that there has to be a process where people who are victims feel comfortable coming forward and pointing a finger, and then the whole school should, as a body, address that person's behavior. I think that is going to make that person stop and think about what they're about to do or say the next time if they know that they're going to be exposed. Yet to me, there seems to be a sort of protection of the bullying. And maybe it's because the schools don't want to be seen as a bad place to send your kids. But keeping it in the shadows isn't going to help these people's kids.
Paul, we only have a moment or two left. I'm wondering if you have any other thoughts you'd like to share with us today at this moment in our conversation about bullying and abuse.
I met a 70-year-old man at Ashkin's Memorial, 70 years old, retired school teacher, taught here in Nanaimo, he had been bullied in school, and he told me it was grade 1 and grade 2. He had a terrible stutter, and he thought of suicide. He was in grade 2. And it disappoints me that there aren't enough people in power doing something to change this situation. And I think also that for the people who are being bullied, for the boys and girls who are being bullied, hang in there. You will survive. You count. You're not invisible. Trust me.
Paul Beard, thank you very much for taking the time to come in and join us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Paul Beard considers himself to be a survivor of bullying. Now, 30 years later, the former Nanaimo Woodlands secondary student wonders what's changed and asks, why is this still happening? He approached CHLY and asked to speak publicly, joining us today for a People's Corner segment.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centrist Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.